ओम अज्ञानातिमरंधस्या ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामायं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम्। वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरं वैष्णवां च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं साहागना रघुनाथं वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं राधा कृष्णापादान साहागना ललिता श्री विशाखा वितंस। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपीकांत श्री राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय। वांछा कल्पतरुभ्य कृपा सिंधु वैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। टुगेदर एवरीवन विद लाउडर जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम हरे एवरीवन। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम हरे ठाकुर सर। हरे कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम विदसे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यां नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेव्या भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भक्ति नेष्टकी। बिफोर साइटिंग दि श्रीमद् भागवतम विच इज अवर वेरी मीन्स ऑफ कॉन्क्वेस्ट आई ऑफर माई रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस अनटू दि पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड एंड नारायण अनटू नारायण इज द सुपर मोस्ट ह्यूमन बीइंग अनटू मदर सरस्वती दि गॉडेस ऑफ लर्निंग अनटू शिला व्यास देव दि ऑथर अनटू शिला प्रभुपाद अवर लविंग स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर। श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 10 टेक्स्ट 29 इज़ रिटन 29 इज़ क्या नीचे से कोई फूल ना हो सो प्लीज रिपीट। श्री शुको वाच श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड स्वानाम ऑफ हिज ओन फैमिली मेंबर्स भविष्यना भविष्यन द ब्रदर ऑफ रावण एंड डिवोटी ऑफ लॉर्ड रामचंद्र चक्रे एक्सिक्यूटेड कौशला इंदरा अनुमोदिता अप्रूव्ड बाय द किंग ऑफ कौशला लॉर्ड रामचंद्र पित्रमेधा विदानेना बाय द फ्यूनरल सेरेमनी परफॉर्म्ड बाय द सन आफ्टर द डेथ ऑफ हिज फादर. Or some family members. Yat uktam, which have been prescribed. Samparikam, duties to be performed after a person's death to save him from the path to hell. Shri Shuko Vacha Swaninam Bhavishana Shakre Kaushalendra Numodhita Pitrametha Vidhanena Yat Uktam Samprayaikam. Shri Shuko Vacha Swanam Bhavishanas Chakre Kaushalendra Numodhita Pitrametha Vidhanena Yat Uktam Sampriyakitam. Me. Shri Shukadev Goswami said, Bhavishan, the pious brother of Ravana and devotee of Lord Ramchandra, received approval from Lord Ramchandra, the king of Kosala. Then he performed the prescribed funeral ceremonies for his family members to save them from the path to hell. Purported by his divine grace, Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, founder Chari of Great ISKCON. After giving up the body, one is transferred to another body. But sometimes, if one is too sinful, he is checked from transmigrating to another body. And thus, he becomes a ghost. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Padaya Krishna Padaya Krishna Padaya. Dear devotees, brothers and mothers, everybody is welcome in the morning Bhagavat Pravachan, which is given to us by Srila Prabhupada. Every day one shloka Bhagavat and every evening one shloka Bhagavad Gita. From the purport of this verse, this lesson to learn for all of us. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Suhardam Sarva Bhutanam, that I am the well-wisher of everyone. Krishna is our well-wisher. But we conditioned souls, in this material world, we are our own enemies. Why we are our own enemies? Because we are after sense enjoyment, we are after sense gratification. And it is seen, due to the influence of the Western world, this sense gratification has increased a lot all over the world. Whole world is trying to follow this Western way of life. What is this Western way of life? Eat, drink and be merry. Actually, those who are too much into eat, drink and be merry, they are more sufferer. They are suffering more than anybody else. Actually, as it is mentioned by Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, Mamupetya Punarjanama Dukkhalyam Ashashvatam. This material world, Prabhupada used to say, it's a slaughterhouse. Doesn't matter how many animals are taken in the slaughterhouse, they all will be slaughtered. So those who are born here, they are going to die one day. And plus, this material world is Dukkhalya, place of miseries. So why we are here in this human form? Not to make a permanent home in a temporary situation, but to understand that why I am here, who I am, why I have come here, where I am going to go after that, what is God, Krishna, and what is my relationship with Krishna. This is the purpose of life. So Krishna is so kind. Krishna sent his pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, to explain the whole world, what people are doing, this is not the purpose of life, it's a miserable. Purpose of life is to become a devotee of Krishna. Purpose of life, to put certain questions before the self, who I am, from where I came, where I shall go after death, what is God, Krishna, and what is my relationship with Krishna. So Prabhupada has explained to the whole world, especially this movement was started from the Western world, from US, from New York, because whole world is following US. US is a very strong country. So Prabhupada started his mission from there. Americans have become miserable, they are forgetful that after death, they don't know where they are going to go, they think this life is all in all. But Prabhupada has explained them that if you want to become Krishna conscious, then you may become ghost, you will go to hell, you will suffer. It's fact. So Srila Prabhupada is a gift of Krishna to the whole world. So if we won't behave ourselves in our life, this lifetime, if we are simply after sense enjoyment, then after giving up this body, one may not be awarded a human body again. He may become a ghost. Ghost means nobody. He has no body, only soul. Sometimes they assume temporarily different forms and give troubles to others. Why? Actually, ghosts, they don't like to give troubles to others, but because they are in suffering condition. Without body, they cannot do anything. So Prabhupada is explaining here, if a person, as I read just now, after giving up the body, one is transferred to another body. Generally, it happens according to one karma. Due to karma, go to narka. As you sow, so shall you reap. Given another body. But actually, teachings of Bhagavatam, teachings of Bhagavad Gita, teachings of Srila Prabhupada, we should not be after another body. Another body means, again, in the womb of the mother, stay in the womb for 9 months, hanged upside down, very horrible condition, very terrible condition, and suffering, so much suffering. But Prabhupada gave this teaching that we become Krishna conscious in this lifetime. We become devotee of Krishna. We surrender unto the lotus feet of Krishna and solve this problem once for all. No more birth, no more death, no more disease. Krishna is mentioned in the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, verse 9. Janma mritu jara vyadhi dukkha doshanu darshanam. You see, janma, birth is horrible. Death is horrible. Nobody wants to die. Death is force upon us. Old age is a curse. Jara, vyadhi, disease are curse. Miseries, dukkh, those faults, Lord is saying one should see them. Why Lord is advising us to see them? So that we come to His shelter and avoid this problem by the mercy of Krishna through His pure devotee Srila Prabhupada. So sometimes it is mentioned that new body is given to the soul, but if one is too sinful, generally we are all sinful, we are committing sinful activities. We should understand this. Once I was speaking in one house in Delhi, I said, we are all sinful. So one lady shouted, she said, I am not sinful. She was saying, she is very pious. Prabhupada says, sinful with this body is the evidence that we are sinful. That's why we have avoided this human body. This human body is full of miseries, birth, death, old age and disease. So, but if one is too sinful, then he becomes a ghost, means nobody, without body. I will tell you one, I have seen, you know, ghost myself. You like to hear about that? Huh? You won't be afraid of ghost? No, okay. What happened, I was in Africa, in Kenya. Prabhupada personally sent me there. He ordered me, he blessed me to go there. So, there was one of our friends there, he was a very nice gentleman, he was helping me, preaching, making life members, he will take me in different places. Opposite his house, there was one very big palatial building, very big house. He told me the story, he said, this house belongs to one, the owner of sugar factory. Madhvani's. This house belongs to him. It was made in a double plot, corner house. But no, nobody is living downstairs. There are some tenants, but nobody's house is vacant. So, what happened that this sugar factory owner, he brought one man from Bombay to work in the sugar factory. Whatever terms and conditions were made with him, the factory owner was not fulfilling them. So this man was very furious, said, you brought me from India, why you not giving me the money which you promised me? So this owner, what he did, he hired some man to kill them. Somebody is very easy. He paid somebody and this person was killed and he became ghost. He became ghost, and now these people were staying there. He was bothering them in that big building, palatial building. He was bothering, and this person, our friend, he said, Maharaj, the ghost is there in the building. What the ghost will do to you? You should buy this building. It's in very cheap, you know. Building worth fortune, but it was very, very cheap that time. So I said, but we have no money. He said, I will help you. Means I was making members and money was collected. And so what happened? I arranged one Bhagavad Katha there to raise some funds. One Gujarati speaker was there in Kenya that time. He gave the Bhagavad Katha. So, he arranged the Bhagavad Katha. So, first day, Bhagavad Katha, I was lying down in the veranda, but there was a, you know, what you call, fencing. Because this owner of the sugar factory was afraid of him. He was very angry. So I was lying down, something fall on me. I woke up. What I saw in that fencing, very big head, he's looking at me and I'm looking at him. And I said, "Kaun chho tu?" I said, "Who are you?" He didn't say anything. For some time he was there, then he disappeared. Every day he will bother me, he won't let me sleep. So then I discussed with the Pandit who was speaking Bhagavatam. He said, this ghost stays in this house, and now you are arranging to get this house. He doesn't want that you should take his house. So ghost means big trouble, very big trouble. So we should not be after sense enjoyment. Sense enjoyment means we won't be able to remember Krishna at the time of departing from this material world. It won't be possible. Actually, leaving this material world is very, very painful for the soul. Doesn't matter whoever he may be. Even sometimes when animals give their body, they suffer so much. Once I came from Delhi by train to Mathura. It was a summer time, very hot here. So there was one poor man, he was putting on dhoti and kurta and turban, and he got the dehydration. He was suffering like anything, but he was not able to give up his body. So that I saw with my own eyes, so much suffering, you know, to give up this body, because soul's attachment to this body. So by Prabhupada's mercy, our action should be such that we are not after sense enjoyment, but we are after pleasing Krishna. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate. Lord Krishna is the master of the senses, and we are servant of the senses. Servant of the senses means hell. Serving the master of the senses means Vaikuntha, Gaulok Dham. So we should take advice from this verse. Sinful people, they don't get even animal body or human body, they get no body. Ghosts, they go here and there, and without body they cannot do anything. Soul suffers, so much suffering is there for those souls, those who don't get any body. So Prabhupada is explaining here that sinful souls, sinful persons, they become ghosts. To save a diseased person from ghostly life, the funeral ceremony or shraddha ceremony as prescribed in authorized Shastra. This is also very much decreasing in the bigger towns in India. You know, shraddha is performed when a person is giving up his body. The funeral ceremony, a shraddh ceremony, at the time of funeral ceremony, shraddh is performed, because pindadan, it was performed by Lord Chaitanya also. Lord Chaitanya went to Gaya to perform, for his ancestors. Advaitacharya also performed. So, these things are diminishing. Bigger towns means they have no faith in the life after death. They don't believe in these things. And so many people are suffering. And so many sudden deaths are there. People are dying, you know. Accidental death or sometime they get the heart attack. They die. These are called akal mrityu. When we take charanamrit, 3 spoons of charanamrit, first spoon we say, akal mrityu haranam, I should not die suddenly. Sudden death should not be there. Akal mrityu haranam, second drop of the spoon of charanamrit, sarva vyadi vinashnam, no more disease. All the disease should be finished. Vishnu Charanodak Pitva Punarjanmana Vidyate. When I started this mantra before Prabhupada, Baba said, yes, teach this everyone. Teach this mantra everyone. So, here in Vrindavan, there in 1975. So, those who suddenly dies, those who have a accidental death or heart attack, they become ghosts. And these kind of deaths are not good. But nowadays in this Kali Yuga, very common. Surat, Gujarat, there was one teacher teaching the students on the rooftop. Suddenly, there was fire there on the rooftop. And so many students were studying. Heavy, big fire, you know. Now they started jumping down from the top of the roof. While jumping, they died. Many died. About 20 to 23 boys died. Young boys. So these kinds of happenings in Kali Yuga, because people are becoming sinful, they are becoming godless, they don't believe in God, and these kind of happenings takes place, and it's very miserable for the soul, for the departed soul of such kind of happenings. So, as it is advised by Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada is saying that the Shraddha ceremony as prescribed in authorized Shastra must be performed, must. There's no choice there, not that you perform or you don't know, must be performed. Ravana was killed by Lord Ramchandra and was destined for hellish life. Ravana was a demon, very big demon. See the demonic qualities, demons. And Mother Sita, she's a Jaganmata. Jaganmata means she's the mother of everyone, wife of Lord Ramchandra. Lord Ramchandra is the supreme personality of Godhead. So, demons means they are even ready to enjoy their own mother. And it's mentioned, Ravana has so many wives, so many, not one, two. His own wife, the chief of his all the queens, she was Mandodari. She was very chaste mother. Sati Nari. Her name comes in the Sati Nari. She was very, very, and she advised Ravana, why you are knowing this? This is not good. But he won't listen because he was a demon. And when he kidnapped Mother Sita, so that was the, very bad for him. And his downfall started from that point. And Mother Sita, she was so great, though she was living in Ashok Vatika, in that forest. But she was not eating anything, just thinking of her husband Lord Ram. Such a chaste mother. So we should follow the example of Mother Sita and always be faithful to one husband, not look here and there. And Lord Ramchandra, when mother was vanquished to the forest, because people were criticizing, stupid people. One washerman was criticizing. His wife stayed out of his house for one or two nights. Now she came back, he won't accept her. Get out. I am not Ram, who accepted Sita. She stayed with Ravana for so many days. He is comparing himself. He is greater than Ram. So Lord has to vanquish Mother Sita to the forest. Mother Sita was staying in the forest. So, Ramayana is full of lessons for all of us. How a wife should behave with her husband. How a son should behave with his father, how a father should behave with the, his countrymen. So all the teachings are there in the Ramayana.
Another in the Bhavishan was the brother of Lord, and not Lord but Ravana. He was always giving good advice to Ravana, but Ravana won't listen. He won't listen, so one day Ravana became so angry, he kicked him out. So he gave him up. It is mentioned that one who is not a devotee of Krishna or Ram, he should be given up. Doesn't matter, he may be a brother, or he may be a father, or she may be a mother, or wife, or husband. All the examples are there in the scripture. Bhavishan gave up his brother. Bharat, the brother of Lord Ram, gave up his mother Kakei, and Prahlad Maharaj gave up his father Hiranyakashipu. Gautam Rishi gave up his wife Ahalya. The wife of the Brahmanas in the Brija gave up their husbands. So all the examples are there. Purpose of life is to become devotee. Purpose of life is to return back home, back to Godhead. Not to stay attached to this miserable material world. Devotees, we should try to elevate our consciousness. And if somebody is a hindrance on the path of our devotion to Krishna, he should be given up. Doesn't matter who he may be. So Bhavishan gave up his brother. He was a demon. And another point here. Though Bhavishan is born of the same father and same mother, but he is a devotee. Devotee can be from any family. There's no question, no caste, no color, no creed. Demons are generally are rejected. So Bhavishan was born in a demonic family. He mentioned to Lord Ram, I am living in Lanka as a tongue is living in between the 32 teeth, you know. If tongue is little careless, teeth will bite the tongue. So I am living like this here. But Bhavishan was always remembering Lord Ram. He was a devotee, great devotee of Lord Ram. So later on, you know, devotee should not compromise with anybody. Bhavishan never compromised with Ravana of his wrongdoing. Whatever wrong Ravana was doing, Bhavishan was advising him, don't do this. This is not proper. And he has to suffer. So once same kind of advice he was giving to Ravana, he kicked him out. So he left him. He left and came to the shelter of Lord Ram. Lord Ramchandra's follower, monkeys and monkey soldiers, they came to Ram that Bhavishan has come. So Sugriva was advising to Lord Ram that we should kill him. He is the brother of Ravana. But Lord Ram said, no, he has come to my shelter, bring him here. So later on, Bhavishan became very, very helpful in killing Ravana. So much lesson to learn. We should become devotee, very, very serious devotee of Krishna. Prabhupada said, three deities, Radha Krishna, Sitaram, Lakshmi Narayan. But the pastime which is performed by Krishna, other deities don't perform. Like Lord Ram don't play on the flute. And Lord Narayan, he doesn't play on the flute. Certain pastimes, no playing on the flute, no rasa leela, no rasa dance. Certain things are there only with Krishna. Krishna is the cause of all causes, as it is mentioned in the Bhagavatam. Iti chamsa kalapamsam krishnastu bhagavan swayam. Indarari vyakulam lokam mridyanti yuge yuge. Lord has so many different kind of incarnation. Advaitam machutam anadi anantarupam. But Krishna is not incarnation. He is not avatar. He is avatari. Meaning of avatari is the cause of all incarnation. He is not the incarnation. He is the cause of all incarnation. Ishvaraha Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha Anadhir Adhir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. So Ravana was killed by Lord Ramchandra and was destined for hellish life. But by Lord Ramchandra's advice, Bhavishan, Ravana's brother, performed all the duties prescribed in relation to the dead. See, thus Lord Ramchandra was kind to Ravana even after Ravana's death. This is the nature of our Supreme Lord Ramchandra. Even after death, he was kind to him to perform all the rites. And Vibhishana did this. Because Ravana died in the end. First he let everybody else finish, you know. He was thinking, I am going to defeat these two boys, Ram and Lakshman. But demons cannot think properly. When one is of a demonic nature, his intelligence becomes clouded. To clear our intelligence, to become clear thinking, we have to become devotee of Krishna. It is advised in the Bhagavatam, Save Pamso Paro Dharmo Yato Bhaktir Adhokshaje. This is the duty of all the living. Save Pamso Paro Dharmo. This is the duty of everyone, no question of caste, color and creed, that they become devotee of Adhokshaje. Adhokshaje is Krishna's name, who is beyond our sense perception. We cannot perceive the Lord with our blunt materialistic eyes. As long as my consciousness is not clear, I don't have any malice in my heart, I won't be able to make any spiritual advancement. So Bhagavat is advising, Sabe Pamso Paro Dharmo Yato Bhaktir Adhokshaje Ahaituki Apratihata Yayatma Suprasidati. Devotional service to the Supreme Lord should be unmotivated, no motivation, and uninterrupted, no interruption. No motivation, no interruption. If I am working for money, if I am ringing the bell of Krishna, getting some money, some remuneration, Prabhupada is forbidden for that. He said, this must be stopped. Nobody should be given any. He said, we are known to be, selfless worker. We are devotee of Krishna. We should not work for any remuneration. We should work for the pleasure of Krishna. Prabhupada gives the example. I will show me that. Prabhupada's quote. Prabhupada gives the example of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya, he was living in a perfect situation with his wife Vishnupriya and mother Sachi. Mother Sachi was 70 years old and mother Vishnupriya was 60 years old only. And Lord took the sannyas. So I am going to read one quote of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada continued his sharp critical interest in his movement. What was that? When he received a report that devotees working with the BBT in Los Angeles were receiving salaries, he became disturbed. Prabhupada was disturbed. If we disturb Prabhupada, then what is going to happen to us? He enunciated his policy and asked his secretary to make it clear, to make it known. Krishna consciousness means Vairagya Vidya, renunciation and knowledge. Vairagya Vidya. He said, they are taking advantage of the temple facilities for their sense gratification. Do you understand? Prabhupada said that temple living was for brahmacharis and sannyasis. If a grihastha was rendering essential service, the temple could provide an apartment for him. But why salary? Asked Prabhupada. Where is the question of salary? Where is vairagya, renunciation? Salary project should be stopped. If they want salary, they should work outside. In the name of Vaishnava, he is drawing salary, living comfortably, having sense enjoyment. So all you, my officers, should think it over and do the needful. Prabhupada told how Lord Chaitanya was living in the perfect situation, in family life, with his wife and mother. Yet he left it all to practice Vairagya. Lord Chaitanya is teaching us Vairagya. And thus he was praised by Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. You are the supreme person, appearing as Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and you are teaching renunciation and devotional service. So to go back home, as it is advised by Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, great Acharya, he said, Anna vilashata shunnam jnan karamadi anavritam. Material desire must be zero. No more philosophical speculation and no more fruity worker. Jnan karma. Jnan karnadi and abritam, they are not required. Anukullena Krishnanu. Perform the Krishnanu Shilnam Bhakti Uttama. Perform the devotional service which is liked by Krishna. The example is, Krishna wanted Arjun to kill all the warriors, though they were all relatives. So Arjun was perplexed, then explained, Krishna explained in Bhagavad Gita. Then he was ready. He said, Nashta moha smriti labdva tvat prasadat mayachuta sitosmi gat sandeha karise vachanam tava. My attachment is gone, my Lord, by your mercy, and my remembrance has come back. Now I am properly situated. Now I will follow your commandments, whatever you will say. Arjun didn't fight with his relatives for his own self. He fought for Krishna. So we should be ready to do anything for Krishna. That is the perfection of life. Dear devotees, we should follow the scriptures. We should become conscious of Krishna. Especially actually in this age of Kali, actually we should all be thinking like that. If we want to return back home seriously, then we should follow Prabhupada, Prabhupada's teaching. Lord Chaitanya inaugurated this movement 500 years back. What he said? Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarem. I don't want money. I don't want followers. I don't want beautiful women. I don't want to become a big poet or orator. Then what do you want? I only want your causeless devotional service, birth after birth. This is the advice of Lord Chaitanya. So, we should not act in such a way so that we become ghosts in our next life and suffer for. Ghost life is mentioned, ghost has to stay in that body, ghost body, for 60,000 years. 60,000 years, for a very, very long. We should all become devotees of Krishna, serious devotees. All the mothers and all the brothers follow Prabhupada seriously and help others to follow Prabhupada's teaching. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, and all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Yes.
Lord is the cause of all causes.
Lord is cause of all causes.
So we come as a devotee. So this is the cause of all causes, and how we come and become devotee.
Anybody understand this question? No? What is I'm not able to understand your question.
No, cause of all causes.
You understand?
So we have become devotee. So what was the cause that we become devotee?
What do you think?
Maybe our previous life, maybe we are devotees and that opportunity we got to become devotees.
Keep on thinking like that.
Thank you,
Hare Krishna. Any other question?
Hare Krishna.
Wait. Yes.
Shraddha ceremony. Now all these Ramana's family members, which is the guide on the battlefield, they were seeing Lord Ram in front of them. If we compare this war and Mahabharata war, we know that all the warriors who died in front of Krishna, they achieved liberation. And if you see in the 8.6 of Bhagavad Gita, they when they left their body and Ismaran Bhavan, so they are thinking of Krishna by seeing him or by taking his names. Result is the same. So in this case, why Sukadeva Goswami is telling that all those warriors who died in fighting in front of Lord Rama, they are supposed to go to hell?
Prabhupada is mentioning here, Prabhupada said, to save a diseased person from ghostly life, the funeral ceremony, before this he mentioned. After giving up the body, one is transferred to another body. But sometimes if one is too sinful, he is checked from transmigrating to another body, and thus he becomes a ghost. To save a diseased person from ghostly life, the funeral ceremony or Shraddha ceremony as prescribed in authorized Shastra must be performed. Ravana was killed by Lord Ramachandra and was destined for hellish life. Prabhupada is saying this. Ravana was killed by Ram, but he was destined for a hellish life because his offense was very grave. It's not the same with everybody. He has kidnapped Mother Sita. It's very, very sinful. As Prabhupada is mentioning here, he was destined for a hellish life.
Much due to the Lord Krishna. So this hymn was also very great.
Shishupal.
Yes.
You wish him to go to hell?
So Maharaj, question here is that when we have contradiction to the words of what Krishna is telling Bhagavad Gita.
Actually, you know, depends upon them. Actually, Krishna's promise to the mother of Shishupal, unless he will commit 101 offense towards me, I won't kill him. Because he was supposed to be killed by Krishna, Shishupal. So when then he was abusing him, so when 101 offense he committed, Lord killed him. It depends, it's not same to everybody. Sometimes it differs according to time, place and circumstances. Hare Krishna. Any other question, please? Yes, Mataji. Hari Bol. Yeah.
It has to do with?
It has to do with Mrityu, but not specifically what you explained today. Last night I heard the family of my passed away, and I was scared, I was shocked. Anyway, my question is, in the Western world, so many operations happen for kidney, heart transplantation, and so on. So they make a mistake by not controlling the heart nicely. So after the transplantation of kidney, everything fails. So then they want to cut and go on scientifically researching with him. And he said, no, I don't want them anymore. My question, then he died.
Uh-huh.
He died, he passed away. I was shocked. Was young, strong man. And my question is, if somebody denied further scientific medical research, and the doctor stopped examining, is that, did he kill himself, or was it meant to be, to finish his life, to pass away?
Huh?
And what are the consequences when you go to God? So, shall we?
What is your question?
My question. Somebody refused all medical examines as they failed. So he was going to have so many suffering and pain and cutting and operation, which is due to them that it fails.
Mm.
And now they stop everything, now I'm just what they need. My question is this, did he, by refusing any further research, examine, and operation, did he commit suicide, or was it his time, and what was the consequence?
No, actually, if one is brave enough, you understand, brave, he doesn't take any, treatment, there's nothing wrong in that. A person is supposed to die, doctors cannot save him. A person supposed to die, doctors cannot save him. You understand? Better not to go to doctor and depend upon the super doctor, Krishna. You know, there is one happening in Chandigarh some time back. There was one very poor man, he had very severe heart attack, and he was brought to the hospital, and same time big surgeon of the PGI Chandigarh, he also had heart attack. So all the doctors were attending him, nobody attended
poor man, you know. What happened? That surgeon to whom everybody was attending, he died, and poor man, nobody attended him, he survived. He didn't die. So we have to be dependent upon Krishna. If we can do this, then that's wonderful. If we are supposed to die, we will die. If we are not supposed to die, death will not come.
So actually, it is meant by God that he has to go.
Huh?
It is meant by Krishna that he has to pass away. No matter what reason, it was his time.
Yes. So now you should become serious devotee of Krishna. You said you were shocked when you heard this. Somebody dies and you were shocked, eh? Now you become serious and think of Krishna at the time of death and go back home, back to Godhead. You understand? Yes or no? No? Kinds of no? Try. Try the key of success. Yes. Rakhe Krishna mare ke, mare Krishna rakhe ke.
Yes. So we put our faith in doctors, in
hospitals. Right.
But these doctors, they have no knowledge of the soul.
Exactly.
So they are in complete ignorance.
Yeah.
And so your relative was in his own way ready to face circumstances of the material body and how it disintegrates and deteriorates over time, and therefore you should not be shocked, you should be pleased that now he has not left, he has gone back to Krishna, or he has taken a higher birth, and so therefore you should emulate his consciousness.
Thank you. Okay? Yes.
Hare Krishna, very nice and practical class. My question is, when one dies under the protection of the devotees and under the protection of Prabhupada, and all the ceremonies, funeral ceremonies, never been done by the devotees, and after that, is it necessary to perform this shravana or any karma?
Actually, Lord Chaitanya performed that. Lord Chaitanya performed. Even Advaita Acharya performed. So Lord wants to teach us to be dependent upon the scripture. No harm if they are performed, if somebody died in a good situation. It depends upon you.
Know.
It depends upon person to person. It's not same for everyone. It depends. Which devotee? If we do no harm, Hare Krishna. Okay? Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Ram! Hare Ram! Ram Ram! Hare Hare. Jai Shri Krishna. Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita. Gadadhara. Shri Vasadi. Gaura Bhakta. Brinda. Nama Om. Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prasthaya. Bhutale. Shirmate. Bhakti Vedanta. Swami. Iti Namane. Namaste. Saraswati Deve. Gauravani. Pracharane. Nirvishesh. Shunyavadi. Paschatya Desh. Tarane. In the chapter 13 of Bhagavad Gita, verse 9, Lord is saying, Janma Mrittu Jara Vyadhi Dukkha Doshanu Darshanam. We should see birth, death, old age, disease, problems. We should see them every day. Why they are coming for all of us. I cannot escape myself from this. None of you can. We have to face death one day. So, we prepare for that. We become Krishna conscious. We serve Krishna without any motivation. Na dhanam na janam na sundarem kavitam va jagadishikame. Jai Shri Krishna. Everybody, Jai Shri Krishna. Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita. Gadadhar. Shri Vasadi. Gaura Bhakta. Brinda. Nama Om. Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prasthaya. Bhutale. Shrimate. Bhakti Vedanta. Swami. Iti Namane. Namaste. Saraswati Deve. Gauravani. Pracharane. Nirvishesh. Shunyavadi. Paschatya Desh. Tarane. Hare Krishna. Thank you.